Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
6:38 on East Coast Breakfast. The video, the offending video, all the video evidence is right now online. ecr.co.za. Click on East Coast Breakfast and go look quickly, because I think Sky will use all his connections to get that video blocked somehow. But joining us on the line right now, this was a big game, by the way. This was Sky's team, DRSU.
Mm-hmm.
Against
Zululand.
Zululand. Yes. It was a real game.
Yes.
And you guys were behind, and then you just thought, I'm going to be a glory boy, I'm going to tap and go, but you knocked it on, and it was very embarrassing. So we've got your coach on the line, because you're not going to tell us the truth. And we've got Coach Rob Scott on the line. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. Morning,
Rob.
Let's just set the scene a little bit, Coach. What's it like working with Sky Shabalala? From a coach to a player, what's he like as a team player?
Sky's been quite new to work with up until Saturday. He's been quite committed. He gets to practice most times and is also the habit most of the time as well. So at the moment it's been a pleasure.
Okay. Up until this weekend, does he usually take instruction very well?
He does. He's an experienced kid. Okay. I like to think of him as one of the leaders in most sides that he plays in. He does listen. And he adds a lot of value on the field.
Oh, Rob, you sound like such a good coach, like just being so...
You're asking the question, he's answering.
Sky, Rob, I want to know this much. What is Sky like when you give him criticism? Does he drop lip, or is he like, fine, coach?
He does drop lip. Most of your players generally do. But Sky is quite good at handling it. I've dealt with Sky for a few years, both having played with him and now coached him.
Mm-hmm.
But he does add value, as I said earlier, to the side. So I also try to steer clear of criticizing him too much, because he can drop it, as most players do.
Yeah, he has a bit of a strop from time to time, but he bounces back pretty well. He bounces back.
Just like the ball did, back into his face.
as far as fitness is concerned, because I know, I'm assuming fitness... is a question mark. Am I wrong?
Why are you asking a question and answering?
Too much more than
a question mark. I think I could put this guy into the category of quite experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Conserves his energy very well.
Brilliant.
And now...
You might not see what he's getting up to.
Coach, you did say, you see Sky as one of the guys who takes on the leadership role. So did he have the freedom to make that call, to tap and go in their 22?
Absolutely not.
Nice. Yeah, that's
none
what I
whatsoever.
Thought. Is he a glory boy then?
Oh.
I would put it down to being a glory boy, yes. We had a very strict plan on Saturday. And chasing the game is never easy. So you expect your experienced guys to settle the team down and not go ahead and do that.
Well, the way I see it is, you shouldn't have a forward scoring that many tries. If he's scoring that many tries as a forward, then he's obviously a glory boy. He should be passing it to the back line and taking the guaranteed try, but he's not. He's going for it himself all the time. So I hear you, Rob.
Exactly.
I just want to know around this point, Rob, what do the other players think of Sky?
Look at the spectrum. As I said, he does add value. However, I think a little bit of respect was lost on Saturday. Going ahead, Sky's not known for passing the ball too much. Anyone premeditated or predicted that stuff, right? That was going to happen. And adding to that, I think most of the guys saw on Saturday afternoon when Sky rocked up an hour and a half late to the game. Carrying a 2 liter water and 3 sachets of rehydrate.
Do we know what happened Friday night? How was Sky's Friday night?
We don't know.
Something
happened. He wasn't exactly in the right state of mind.
Okay.
I don't know. He saw two balls and he tried to tap that ball.
Oh my word.
Maybe something he can answer for us. I'm not entirely sure what he got up to on Friday night.
Listen, Coach, somebody has to ask the question. Do you have confidence in Sky Shabalala going forward?
It's a tough one. He's going to have to earn that back. He's got a big game on Friday night against his old club, Logan. So it's a good chance for him to earn that respect back and that confidence.
Coach Rob Scott, I have a final question, and I swear this is coming straight from me. Sky didn't ask me to ask you this. Is it true what they say about Sky in the change room, Coach?
No. I think...
No!
Very much a voice, I mean a face for radio, should I say.
Wow.
Oh, Robbie.
I'll see you at practice tonight, Rob. Yes.
We will indeed. We will indeed.
All right, Coach. From East Coast Breakfast as a team, we'd like to apologize for Sky's shocking performance. And we'll do what we can on our side to get him to bring his A game, okay?
And please share that video.
I will do. Thank you very much, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. So, Sky, you're dropping the ball there badly, hey? If you want to see the offending video, listen, if you're easily offended, don't watch the video. If you're easily upset by you know, amateur sports moves in a professional sphere, don't watch it. But if you like watching sport things and pointing your finger and laughing your ass off, this is the video.
This is it.
For you. It's on ecr.co.za. Click on East Coast Breakfast.
Darren Wall, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.